Well, look who's showing up. Amazing.
Your name's on this, right?
It's our engineer, Bob Bedlars.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. And I think, Mr. President, you would be disappointed if I did not show up.
Well, I thought you probably would come talk to us about the article in the paper about you and picking weeds and all that stuff. That's a, you know. That's good.
I missed that one.
I think we got a very fair coverage. I think we got a good exposure, and I think we were able to explain what we're doing, and hopefully we get recognition for planning well in the infrastructure world where we have control versus the transportation world where we don't have control. So I think that's a key point to make. I didn't mean to make this, but it should have happened.
Good point.
First one up is the airport business park combination maintenance bid. That's probably the one thing I feel a little bit bad about. We tried 3 times last year to get this awarded. We tried to open it up as widely as possible, had very sort of low bars to get in, you know, no maintenance bonds, no performance bonds, etc. And it didn't work. We ended up doing it ourselves for the rest of the year. We reworked this whole thing. Now there's higher bars. We do have bids. We have better vetted companies. We have performance bond in place. The two local companies, we believe, will perform, and we have recommendations after some pretty good, you know, bid participation. You know, we got less bids than last year, but I think there were higher quality bids. So, having said this, we're ready to try again to have the maintenance done at the airport by a consultant. We have not backfilled one of the positions with the anticipation that we will not be mowing grass. So I think I'm ready to make that recommendation. Unfortunately, the one thing which is a very specialized work is ditch bank mowing. When the only bidder on the ditch bank mowing realized that his company, would not be awarded any of the other contracts, he requested to be released from his bid. Now, we don't have to, but it made the most sense because, again, non-performance is not in our best interest. So last year, because we could not find anybody but the district, Sussex Conservation District, and it's interesting, we have the luncheon today, so their team was able, they have the equipment, their team was able to perform. I shared the number with the manager, and he feels they can do it for that or less. So our recommendation would be to just say, hey, district, please do that performance for this year only until maybe we find a better long-term solution. But for this calendar year, say, hey, district, please do this and not to exceed the amount. I think we can do that. So here we are. We're ready to roll again.
Do you have a motion?
We do have a motion. It's a little bit lengthy because of the various moving parts. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the 2019 Delaware Coastal Airport and Business Park property maintenance request for proposal base bid 1 be awarded to JCOR Enterprises LLC in the low bid of $275,175 and base bid 2 to be awarded to Monkeys and Trees LLC for the low bid of $45,750, both being a 5-year contract award with each year renewal based on performance. In addition, the engineering department recommends rejection of base bids 3 and 4 and place of award both bids to the Sussex Conservation District in an amount not to exceed $6,800 for calendar year 2019.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rock. Questions on the motion? Questions on the motion?
Who are you comparing this with? On the bidding, who'd you compare it with?
We had.
Who got the second bid, in other words?
Who got the second bid?
Yeah. I don't have it in here.
Well, let's see. It was
Monkeys and Trees, I believe.
Yeah.
Monkeys and Trees. Would have been the second lowest bidder for the airport mowing. That's the bulk and fine mowing at the airport. And if you compare this, it's almost over $100,000. But put it in percentages, Councilman Wilson, it would be more than 50% higher than the lowest bid. So that's, so I think the lowest bid being a local company bonded with local management, I think we are very happy to have J-Corp.
It's either that or we have a sign-up sheet and each one of us takes a week, so I'm not, I don't want to do that.
Any more questions?
I'm in.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Motion carried. We're not going to cut the grants for you. That's good.
I hope I won't be back on this subject. The next one is the approval of the GHD Amendment Number 17. The President and I had the pleasure to discuss that particular issue on Friday, and it has to do how we manage, really in a nutshell, it has to do how we manage our agreement with the City of Rehoboth. And you say, why is that related? It's related over the where we are percentage-wise under the agreement, where we want to be, and what's the most cost-effective way for the county to manage our, let's call it, wastewater portfolio, because that's really what it is. And I think, Mr. President, you coined the words diversification.
Sure.
Important in the financial and the wastewater world. So in order to for us to maintain the 42% mark, which is beneficial to us, I have to say that, and divert flow at the same time, we sort of analyzed which one is the best way to do it. You already authorized under a previous amendment the diversion of pump station 203, which is the pump station right by the canal behind the Grotto's administration. That's already authorized by you. That's going across the canal. It's in design. We've had some meetings moving forward. The second one, which still keeps us under the percentages, is the pump station 204, opposite on the road, sitting a little bit sort of north of SR1A, which is the cutoff. And that would sort of optimize our contribution. Anything will push us above the 42% and will be, on a per 1,000-gallon basis, much more expensive than the two we picked. Obviously, you picked the first one was the cheapest, no question. The one by Grotto, cheapest one. This one here, a little bit more expensive, but still fits in our overall sewer diversification. So when you look at this year-round, it sort of sends year-round about a 250,000 gallon towards the wastewater plant in full compliance with our agreement. So we're doing nothing outside of our agreement world. We're working actually fully with the City of Rehoboth. Mm. Now, why is this important? Because you remember, we, the county, have an option to make the decision whether we want to increase our capacity. If and when, that's important, the upgrade project to the treatment plant is completed. You remember, City completed phase one. We are jointly completing phase two. We actually have the 100% design review this week. Nobody has really made any forward movement on phases three and four. So there's a number of years before we will end up having to make a final decision whether we're going to stay at that 42% or whether we're going to increase it to 50. So this memo reads very, it's a very complex memo. There's a lot of moving parts in it. But I hope I sort of teed it up for you where we are, why we're here, and why we're asking you to do this.
You have a motion?
Yes, and by the way, it has nothing to do with the activities going on right now in front of Route 1A. That is all, unfortunately, a repair, and a very complex repair to boot. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Amendment Number 17 to the base engineering contract with GHD Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $195,000, $195,047.96 for the design and bidding services for the pumping station interconnect diversion. Let's make that pumping station number 204 interconnect diversion as part of the Rehoboth wastewater treatment plant facilities capital improvement upgrade phase two.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion?
Hines, so those two pump stations get us below the 42.
Keep us below, affirmative. Keep us below the 42.
So now we're done as far as any more waste going to Rehoboth?
We have optimized our contribution once this is completed, and we will be using 42% of the design capacity of the facility year-round. And that was our goal, was our stated goal, so there's nothing has changed. We're just following through with our intentions. Now, after all the improvements are done, the design capacity is reevaluated. Let's just say it is, instead of the current 3 million gallon, it will be 4. And then we can decide, are we happy with the 42% at 4, or we want to increase it to 43, 44, up to 50. So that decision is years down the road. We will have our improvements in place 24 months, because remember, we have seasonal restrictions. We can only do it from January to March. So there's ample time for us to let this play out. But our raw wastewater contributions to the city will match our contractual, let's say, allowance.
And the contract doesn't have a time limit on it, that the allowing us to go to 50 doesn't expire.
It has a time limit on it, but the time limit is a one-year time limit. We have to make the decision after completion of the treatment plant upgrade project.
But are they on a time limit to do that?
I hope so. I mean, we would like to see it completed because it gives us more options. But for the time being, we're optimizing what's allowed until the plant is fully upgraded.
But if they never upgrade, then we're at our max. And
we would be at our max, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
More questions?
This is a little bit in the weeds. But I noticed on the bid from GHD, $49,455 in expenses that are unbroken down. I was wondering, what in the world? That's a lot.
No, the expenses are third-party expenses. For example, $20-some thousand is in utility locates. We're going to have to do a lot of soft digging.
Okay.
We're going to have to do some, advanced utility locate techniques, which we will participate in, but they will also do. So they will hire third-party people. They would also use, for example, they don't do their own surveys. Not at least not locally, so that would be a survey expense. That's an expense to our consultant.
I was just wondering what kind of expenses they incur.
No, it is not lunches.
Yeah, I mean,
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I'm yes, Motion Gary. Thank you, sir.
And Councilman Riley, we had a number of interactions between GHD and the engineering department, what expenses we should identify and how we should cap them out. They were actually higher initially, but I felt we could contribute towards the utility side with our own forces and our own equipment. Mm-hmm. So we came to a number we felt comfortable with, which had to be ultimately exposed before we can make a final design.
Good. Thank you for that.
Drashman. Request approval to post notices for the Tanager Woods annexation.
Good morning. This is an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This would be our West Rehoboth area. These parcels, one fronts up against Robinsonville Road, the other there is an entrance off of Will King Road. This was requested by Solutions IPEM on behalf of their clients, Brighton Homes of Delaware LLC, for parcels 234-6-58 and 85. The project has received preliminary site plan approval, and the project wishes to connect to our existing infrastructure installed by the county, and a use of agreement will be required in the future. The expansion consists of 56.46 acres, more or less, and property owners will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU based on current rates. Tentative public hearing is scheduled for April 30th at a regular council meeting if we get permission to prepare and post notices.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Tanager Woods expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 234-6-58 and 85, located along Robinsonville Road, as presented on March 26, 2019.
Pleasure, counsel.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions?
John, how many acres is that?
About 56 and a half, 56.46. I think it's like 171 EDUs proposed on the project.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I'll be in. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ms. Cornwell, come on down. Old business we have for